Proclamation number 3601 of 13th of November, 1945. Called Servants of God. Office on Earth. Anyone who believes himself to be called to carry out a mission from God must also hear the divine voice within himself. Otherwise, he cannot proclaim the divine will as his representative. This is a condition which cannot be disregarded, for a servant of God must first know his Lord's will himself and thus receive his expression directly. Understandably, people first have to fulfill the conditions which presuppose hearing God's voice within themselves. The human being must live a life of love. He must be deeply religious and thus firmly convinced that God himself speaks audibly to people, and he must consciously listen to the voice of God within himself. Without fulfilling these conditions, God's Spirit will never make itself known, and thus the human being will also not be called to present his will to his fellow human beings on God's behalf. The human being can indeed speak to his fellow human beings about spiritual things in goodwill to instruct them. However, there is no guarantee that he will instruct people truthfully. He first has to work on himself with the firm will to be accepted as God's servant until, by fulfilling all conditions, he is called by God for an office on earth which is extremely important and therefore can only be administered by people who are completely devoted to God. And this person must absolutely hear the voice of the Spirit within him. He must be so obviously introduced to truth, to the right spiritual knowledge, that his extraordinary mission, his calling by God himself, can no longer be doubted. He must have brought himself into a state that he, as a servant, can receive all assignments directly from his Lord, that he only functions as a mediator between God and people. And the change into this state must be the result of the strong will to serve God, to fulfill his will himself and to help fellow human beings in greatest spiritual adversity. No earthly interests whatsoever are allowed to have a say. They must be completely eliminated. Thus the human being has to adjust himself completely spiritually if he wants to enter God's service and be active for him and his kingdom. Through him God also appoints helpers on earth who are likewise active in his will. For God's will can now be made known to them through the former, and they will be in truth because it will be conveyed to them purely and unadulterated through God's servant. And anyone who strictly adheres to the word of God thus imparted to him will be accepted as a laborer in the vineyard of the Lord, and his activity on earth will likewise be a blessed one. He, too, will be considered a servant of God as long as he adheres to the word which is conveyed to him by God himself through a called servant. But anyone who does not acknowledge this word, who does not have a direct recipient of divine truth as a teacher, if he cannot hear the inner voice himself, can never be active as a servant of God on earth either. He will never be able to be a guide or teacher for his fellow human beings but, like them, a person in need of guidance who first has to be given the right knowledge if he wants to walk the right path on earth. Only then will a person be able to work for God and on his behalf on earth, for only then will he represent the pure truth. Only then will he be in direct contact with God and be able to hear God's voice through his spirit within himself. But he will never arrive at the truth, at the right knowledge, by any other means, and he can never believe himself called by God to spread his word as long as he is not introduced to the truth himself, for his disciples are only those who are instructed by himself or receive his direct instructions through a mediator, and these alone he sends into the world to instruct people. and anyone who believes them, who allows himself to be taught by them, will stand in truth and therefore be blessed. For truth leads to God, who himself is the eternal truth. Amen.